This is Senior Radio Buffalo on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm your host, Joe Chile. SeniorRadioBuffalo.com is our website. And any kind of questions you have, if you have questions you'd like to ask our guests or suggestions for the show, please do that right there at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. And also, anytime we have guests on, we usually have links that will take you right through to their website on our website. This morning, we welcome back once again Toby Laping, and Kristen Surday from Laping Surday and Associates. We are talking about geriatric care management. And, you know, I think it might be important to bring up at this time, at the beginning of this show, after welcoming you both back again, talk about some of the recognition that you've had, some of the networks that you belong to, which help the individuals that are coming to you for assistance.
I think when you're looking for a professional to work with, it's important to look at what credentials they have and what organizations they may belong to. And one local important organization for me over the years has been the Network in Aging of Western New York. It's other professionals that are in the field of aging or have an interest in the field of aging. And I was fortunate enough after many years as a member and a board member to take over as president of the organization for this year. Thank you.
Very good. That's very good for you. And I think that, you know, one of the other things that we had talked about, and probably timely now, is as the holidays draw to a close, you know, if we have family members that have come back in from out of town, they may have a different perspective on their mother or father or whoever that the elder person is that's in their family. When they come back in and they see them either a year later or 6 months later or 8 months later, and that individual has changed. I mean, if I see somebody every single day, I may not notice that they've gotten a little bit slower. I may not notice that their steps are a little bit, you know, uneasy or whatever it might be. But I think that if I noticed somebody or if I came to see somebody after 6 months, I'd look and it would be immediate. It'd be instant to me. So is that a time where people should be looking at things? Is that a time that you get a lot of phone calls from people?
I would say after the holidays when family members have been in town. And I've also seen the opposite, where the children out of town, because they're here so briefly, don't really see what's going on, and the local children are trying to show them. So I've seen both extremes. People from out of town bringing a new perspective, as well as not here long enough to really absorb and see what's going on.
How do you deal with a phone call from a family member that's out of town that you haven't met with on a regular basis to discuss their parents' issues or needs? Somebody calls in and they say, "Hi, I'm so-and-so, and I'm the, you know, so you're dealing with my parent and you're going through my sister or brother so-and-so, but I want to know what the real story is." How do you deal with something like that?
We would offer to do a conference call to bring them into the picture. We've done that before. Making contact with the local family member and seeing if they're willing to accept a visit from us. Two, it's not always the senior paying for our services. Sometimes it is that adult child who's out of town that maybe can't be here to do everything all the time, and that's their way to contribute. But you have to have acceptance to interact, at least, from who's here locally. Or, well, I shouldn't. You can also talk to the person who is out of town and educate them on the services here, even if somebody here isn't willing to take that next step yet.
Okay. If people are willing to take that first step and they're concerned about coming in and sitting down and talking with you, they're going to want to have materials in hand when they come in so that they can make the most of that time, you know, that they're going to be spending with you. So what would you recommend? What would you advise? How do we start to get all these materials together for that initial meeting?
Well, we can send them an email and let them know or tell them over the phone about things that they could or should bring. Sometimes they have access to the information and sometimes they don't. For example, when it comes to finances, people could be very private about that, and the children may not know what the financial situation is of the parent. So, and they do want to come to the office times to just meet with us, mm-hmm, because they're not comfortable sharing what they're seeing as concerns of their elderly parent or loved one. So I tell them to bring, if they can, we'll describe the situation to us and what's going on, bring insurance information, some financial information, income and resources. We can look at what benefits might be of use to pay for services that might be either in the home or assisted living, looking at if they're a veteran or a spouse of a veteran, a widow of a veteran. People think just because they weren't receiving veterans' pensions means that they don't have access to veterans' benefits when it comes to helping pay for assisted living. So it's those things that we can kind of tease out of a situation by sitting down and or over the phone, talking with a family member and having sometimes a conference call in lieu of a meeting face-to-face.
How do you make a determination when you're dealing with, and this, you may have already answered this question, but when you're dealing with a principal who's going to be receiving some sort of care, and you're dealing with family members that are taking care of that individual, who becomes the customer? Who's the person that you end up dealing with, or do you deal with both?
I always refer to the client as the elderly person, the older adult who needs the services. Of course, the caregivers and the family member are a very key part, but I always make my focus the person who's in need of the help.
And if that individual, Toby, if that individual says, well, I really didn't want to come here in the first place. This was my son's or daughter's idea. They think that we should do this because I'm getting older now, and, you know, and be sooner or later, I'm going to need some sort of help, and this is all bunk. How do you deal with something like that?
That's not an uncommon situation, and it's important to know how far and how hard we can push for information or to make the person feel comfortable as opposed to backing off and letting the family work this one out itself. I need to add that it is less common, but it certainly happens, and I think your radio audience ought to know, that sometimes the seniors themselves call us. They become the original clients. People are very much aware, often, of their own aging frailties and want to be in charge of their own lives and want information about how they should manage themselves. So sometimes it is the children, but it can also be the older person who gives us the initial call.
I can understand that because, you know, I've had my dad say, and his dad before that, remember him saying, I don't want to be a burden on anybody, right?
Exactly.
And this is this is a concern. I mean, this is the reason that seniors go out and take care of their funeral arrangements in advance.
That's correct.
Right?
Yep.
And because these are all the things that they don't want children to have to deal with. So, I guess what I need, and let me mention once again to restate that we're talking to Toby Laping and Christian Surday from Laping Surday & Associates. We're talking about geriatric care and elder care management and informed decision-making, which is a very important aspect, on Senior Radio Buffalo on News Radio 930 WBEN. When people, that initial phone call, when people are going to make that call, they're listening today and they're saying, when is too soon? I have questions that I want to ask, but I don't know if I'm in a situation where I really need you right now. Should they still be making that phone call?
It's never too soon. I mean, if you don't think you need the services right now, you could at least come in and do a consultation so you get the lay of the land of the services that are out there and you have some knowledge base that you could use when the crisis occurs and come back to us and we can tweak a plan.
What are the most frequently asked questions, do you think?
Interesting question. I think probably, how can I stay home? Mm-hmm. How do I know if I have a dementia? How can I keep myself sharp? What does long-term care cost?
I certainly understand.
Cost is a big question.
And cost is also very private. You know, a question. I mean, you're going to have situations, as you said, and it struck a note with me. I don't ask my dad what his net worth is, you know, because the minute you ask that question, I become a mercenary. You know what I mean?
That's correct. We tend to be very private about finances, more than our health situation, more than other things that one would think would be as personal. Money gets to the core.
But people should also realize that if they're not in a great financial situation, that doesn't mean that they can't get assistance, right?
And that doesn't mean that they cannot make changes now that will protect them and their estate.
So these are also things, suggestions, that you can make to the to individuals through different resources that you have. And I think the other question is, in the event that they already have people in place, like doctors or like lawyers or like individuals of this nature, you work with all of those individuals, correct?
Absolutely. We work together as an interdisciplinary team, really, for the benefit of the client. So it may be other professionals, too, that come to us with clients. It's not always family member situations, but it may be a lawyer who has a longtime client that he has his area of expertise, but to help this client manage care at home or placement in a facility, that's just not their area of expertise.
So they come to you and you become the consultant for the entire group there.
That's
that
correct.
That team works together. Yes. All right, let's have the phone number once again. We're drawing to the end of the show right here. Your phone number that people can call for the first step here?
The office number is 884-3277.
884-3277, and your website?
Website is WNY for Western New York, caremanager.com.
Well, congratulations on what you're doing. I mean, it's been a very, starting back in the 80s to today, it sounds like it's a very progressive, very forward-thinking, and it's a great group to get involved with. Toby Laping and Christian Surday from Laping, Surday & Associates, we thank you for joining us on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Senior Radio Buffalo, this is News Radio 930 WBEN.